Hi everyone, welcome to All Things Iceland. This is Jules, a native New Yorker that moved to Iceland in 2016. After falling in love with the country, I started the All Things Iceland podcast and social media channels in 2018 to share with travelers and others who are interested in Iceland about the country's fascinating history, culture, nature, language, and travel, sharing insights, travel recommendations, folklore, interviews, and so much more have helped thousands to become more familiar with Iceland and have epic adventure. This episode is part of my Folklore Friday series, where I'm sharing fascinating stories from Icelandic folklore on Fridays throughout 2024. If you want to see the other stories that I've shared so far, feel free to check them out on allthingsiceland.com. And for this story, while it's kind of short, it is, of course, fascinating. And it's about a sorcerer named Finnur, who lived quite a long time ago, and he was feared by many, if not everyone, who knew him. And when he died, he was so feared that no one wanted anything to do with his death, such as preparing the body or sewing up the shroud, which is what covers the dead body. Finally, one woman stepped up and said she will sew the shroud just to get it done. But when she was doing it, some weird stuff was happening. She was hearing voices. There were like weird tricks on her. And that ended up making her go mad. Because come to find out, Finnur had, even in his death, made it that he was able to terrorize people. And so after that, people were, of course, even more resistant to get involved in prepping his body. However, another woman boldly stepped forward and said that she was up for the task. Obviously, everyone's wondering if that is the case and how is it this woman will deal with whatever it is that Finnur has done to his dead body in order to make him still able to make people's lives miserable if they were prepping the body. But she, I guess, had the fortitude for it, the resilience, because as she was finishing up sewing the shroud, it ended up that she heard a voice, and it was that from the corpse of Finnur, who said, "You have yet to bite the needle free from the thread." And like most other people, the assumption is that she would have been really scared. Instead, though, she said with certainty, "I don't plan on biting it. I plan on yanking it free," and left it at that and continued with her work, which that's exactly what she did. She yanked it free, yanked the thread free from the shroud when she was done, and then took the needle she had used to sew, broke it into two pieces, and stuck one of each of the pieces of the needle in each of the feet of Finnur. And after doing that, the corpse of Finnur stopped playing antics, and nor did he bother anyone else. So personally, I don't know why putting needles in the feet of a corpse would have some significance, but I do find it fascinating that this specific action shut him up and basically laid him to rest. For the random fact of the episode, I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this in a previous episode, but there is an Icelandic sorcery and witchcraft museum in Holmavik in the West Fjords in Iceland. And what surprises people when I tell them this is that in this museum, you'll see that most of the people persecuted for doing magic in Iceland were men. They were sorcerers or wizards. If you decide to visit the museum, they showcase the documented executions of people who did magic. And most of those executions happened in the West Fjords. I've also said in other episodes how much I love the West Fjords and how magical it is. And I feel like something like pulls you there. So maybe there is also just magic all in the air in the West Fjords. And that's why so many of the sorcerers, wizards, and of course, witches were out in this area. For the Icelandic word of the episode, it's Galdramadur. Galdramadur, and that means sorcerer or wizard for that matter. If you're enjoying the All Things Iceland podcast, I greatly appreciate it if you leave a written review. If you're able to do that on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're not able to leave a written review, but you're only able to leave a star rating, that's greatly appreciated as well. Of course, these star ratings and definitely written reviews give people the opportunity to know what they'll learn if they listen to the podcast, or at least what kind of experience they might have. And thank you to those who send me emails as well as messages, direct messages on Instagram or whatever social media platform to let me know how much they enjoy the podcast or my videos. I always greatly appreciate it. And it means a lot to know that it is helping people, or at least entertaining people. Þakka þér kærlega fyrir að hlusta og sjáumst fljótlega.